Hello there. Today's going to be a strange show, as if all the other ones weren't strange. As if talking about aliens and the Illuminati was not a weird, far-out thing to do. Today's going to be a little weirder. You may be asking yourself why. Why would you say such a thing? Well, you see, you're going to be a guinea pig in this test. Because on the technical side of the house here, there's a lot of things that go into a podcast and a website. There are updates that roll out and plugins and all these things that I don't want to mess with, but I got to do it. Something went awry. Something went wrong. And if you're listening to this now, you're on the Patreon feed for sure, because the Patreon feed works like a champ all the time, every time. Publishes immediately when I tell it to, seamlessly. Works great. But the free feed, on the other hand, has to go through my website, which there are a lot of moving pieces. You got hosting and domain stuff and URL redirects and all this crazy madness. And they rolled out an update and it jacked up the iTunes feed. So the reason I keep telling you today's going to be a weird show, it's because this is not my day to record a show. It's not my day. I'm not prepared. This is a test run because I need to upload an episode to try to figure out what the heck's going on with my iTunes feed, which according to my research is approximately 80 to 90% of you. It's a lot. That's most of you. Now, these Patreon supporters, they're already on it. They get everything. They have no problems, which is why you should join too. Patreon.com/Illuminati Watcher. I do want to catch up on a couple news items before we get into a couple topics. Well, hell, I think they're all news items. I published an article and podcast episode about Michael Jackson. And some of you are real mad. Some people out there are very upset at the idea that Michael could have been molesting kids. It seems like out of all the dumb shit I say, this one is getting me in the most trouble. I don't know why. In fact, I thought I was very gentle about the whole situation, because I acknowledge that people out there deal with this trauma. It's one of the worst things ever. So, like, I tried to be sensitive to that, and I tried to be sensitive to the ideas that maybe Michael didn't do it. I mean, he did it, but I mean, maybe he didn't do it, right? Maybe he's just a 45-year-old man that has the world's most fanciest candy van in his backyard. Maybe. Maybe he actually loved kids so much that he wanted them to sleep in bed with him, even after he got in trouble for doing it once and lost $25 million, which was probably about 10% of his net worth at the time. But he loved kids so much, he couldn't stop doing it. Couldn't stop letting them in his bed. He loved kids so much, he couldn't stop luring them away from their parents to sleep in his bedroom. He couldn't do that enough. He obviously did not have he seemed like he wasn't into women, right? Can we agree on that? That doesn't mean he's molesting kids. I'm just saying, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And there was a lot of smoke with this thing. Anyways, you already know the whole spiel. You don't want to hear any more of it. Maybe he was the one and only guy in the history of mankind to truly love kids and not and do all the things that every molester and pedophile does, but he didn't actually do it. Look at Mr. Rogers, you know? He loved kids, but he wasn't having them sleep in his bed. He didn't have alarms on the stairs going up into his bedroom so that when the boys were sleeping in the bed with Michael, he would have alarms chirp off telling him someone was coming upstairs. He didn't have that either, so. So, I don't know. So, yeah, I've got a lot of bad feedback about that. Hey, whatever, you know, to each his own. Now, besides leaving Neverland, what else happened here? What else has been going on? I mean, R. Kelly interview, you saw that. That was, I don't know if I'd say entertaining, but that was something. That was something, right? You probably listened to the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Joe Rogan doesn't have these issues. He's got a team, I'm sure, that fixes his problems. I'm a one-man show, though, everybody. Trying to figure it out, trying to make it work. But Alex Jones was on Joe Rogan. Very entertaining. You know, every time Alex Jones goes on Joe Rogan, I say to myself, why do I not like Alex Jones? Why don't I listen to this guy? I feel bad sometimes, because sometimes I talk bad about Alex Jones. But if you read my first book, you know my feelings on Alex Jones. I think me and him kind of have a lot of the same conclusions on what's going on. Yeah, and I'll just leave it at that. I don't know. I like Alex Jones again, right? I don't know. I haven't listened to his show. He riles me up too much. He's an interesting guy for sure. But I will be, well, I'm planning on doing a show going over that stuff if I can get it done in time. I'm trying to stay topical a little bit without delaying too far, but this little latest snafu is putting me behind the curve, right? Let's talk about El Chapo. El Chapo, now again, this is weeks worth of stuff that I have fallen behind on. El Chapo, you know, the I don't know which drug cartel down in Mexico, Sinaloa? I don't know what it was. But according to Vice, we can trust them, right? Maybe, maybe not. C. Fuentes, he is a guy who testified against El Chapo. He said, and this is the quote I pulled, C. Fuentes said he drugged the girls for Chapo by placing a powdery substance into their drinks. Chapo allegedly called the youngest of the girls his vitamins because he believed that sexual activity with young girls gave him life. He alleged that El Chapo was raping young girls. Why is this such a thing? Why do we see this so often? Now, we could point to David Icke for this argument. He talks about the Archons. They're behind all this. This is, of course, more of a Gnostic idea, but he claims that these shape-shifting aliens, the Anunnaki, whatever you want to call them, they are shape-shifting into human beings, but in order to do that, they need a lot of energy, and that energy comes from the fear of children. That's the richest form of sustenance, according to the theory. And it all ties into the desire for immortality, which we already know that the elites, that's the only thing they can't buy. So of course they're obsessed with immortality. Of course they're obsessed with transhumanism. That is why it all goes down that path. Now, wouldn't it make sense if El Chapo and his guy, C. Fuentes, knew about what goes on at the top of the pyramid? Because I feel like if anyone's plugged into the top, it would be these guys, right? I mean, El Chapo had a lot of money. And speaking of El Chapo, Vice also had a curious headline. A key witness against Chapo believes in aliens, the Illuminati, and witchcraft. Now, with a clickbait-worthy headline like that, surely some great gems would fall out of that article, but they failed to explain any of it, so Good job, Vice. Way to go. all they said about it, and mind you, it's one sentence buried in many paragraphs, but this is what they said. This is their clarification of the headline. Quote, "But the jurors and public may have viewed his claims differently if they'd known he was interested in the Illuminati, Freemasonry, other planets, other galaxies, UFOs, and the idea that there was an impending apocalypse in 2012. But that's it. That's all they write. That's all that was in there. But to defend Vice, that is indeed all that appeared in the documents. So, I don't know why they didn't reach out and do a little more research on it. They've got some of these journalists have the capability to just go a little deeper, but they do not. Okay. Let's talk about Big Food. Big Food and Big Pharma. The pink slime. Remember the pink slime? In all your favorite fast food restaurants? Well, they're now calling it ground beef. And if you look at the history of this, you'll see the slippery slope, the totalitarian tiptoe as to what made this food in America. They call it food. It's kind of like how they're making the bootleg food over in China. They're making all the fake eggs or whatever. It's just plastic. So what are we talking about with the pink slime? Well, you got to look at the lobbyists and the companies involved here. There is the Beef Product Inc., BPI, we call them. BPI refers to the pink slime as lean, finely textured beef, which sounds disgusting. It's basically pieces of cattle that get spun out so that the fat can be extracted, making a low fat percentage beef byproduct. And then they hit it with some ammonia gas to kill all the bacteria, which is part of the process in the big food cattle farms. They've got to hit everything with, sometimes they radiate it. You ever heard of that? They have to radiate the beef to kill the bacteria, because in these slaughterhouses, they move so fast. They slice these cattle, they're hanging up, and they slice them so fast that sometimes it cuts open their stomachs. And I apologize to those of you that are squeamish about this. This is why all the vegans get so upset, right? Like, I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian, but like, I get it too. Like, but I enjoy the taste in meat, so I try to find responsible sources for it, right? Like, that's my way of doing it. I try to eat less meat. But I'm not behind the most of these vegans and the vegetarians, they eat this the food they eat, the list of ingredients just goes on and on. It's not even real food. Anyways, we're not here to talk about that. But when the cows are in the slaughterhouse, they'll cut them open, and sometimes they cut a stomach or an intestine open, and then you'll have fecal matter flying every place. So inevitably, when they process this beef, there is fecal matter in it. So they got to kill the bacteria in the fecal matter with ammonia gas. When they say you're eating doo-doo, I mean, it's true, right? And another problem is they give the cows corn, and their stomachs can't handle it. Creates abscesses. So you've got all these infections and then all this fecal matter. I mean, the beef is sure to be dangerous, right? Anyways, in the USA, here's a quote here for you. In the USA, use of pink slime up to 15% in ground beef-based products, is permitted without specifying it on the label. But it is not to be sold for direct consumption. And before, that was actually at 25%. Until ABC News and the journalists, you know, this is one point for the mainstream media here, they dubbed it pink slime and raised awareness, and a lot of people had a problem with it, as they should. Now, the defendants of this claim that, oh, it's just connective tissue, there's nothing wrong with it. However, Canada and the EU, they will not allow humans to eat this stuff. And the fact that in America, they will not sell it for direct consumption should trigger many questions here. If we're eating it, why can't we eat it? Why can't we buy it? The takeaway point is the Beef Product Inc., BPI, Cargill, Tyson, they're the food Illuminati. Mm-hmm. It's true. Let's talk about the Grammys. I know. 3 weeks late. Maybe even more. I watched it. I didn't see a ton. The show seemed very short. I don't know if they like cut my episode down, but they like replayed it on a loop. It was very strange. I saw the Havana song 3 times. Even that night as I slept, I could hear it replaying in my mind as I tried to sleep. Camelo Cabello, whatever her name is, she inceptioned me. She was the Manchurian MK Ultra candidate, and she got me because it was in my brain for far too long. Now, I posted some images of the Cardi B performance. She is wearing the black feather suit, the Alchemical Black Bird, of course. Of course, why not, right? And she also did her arms in the X. We talked about the X in the past. It's the Illuminati Mark of the Beast. Tex Mars wrote about this in the, I believe it's called Codex Magica. Codex Magica. Let me just read from his writing here. Okay, you ready? However, the Masonic author of the authoritative Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry, that's a book, no doubt lets the cat out of the bag, so to speak, by detailing how during this ritual ceremony for the degree of Knight of the East and West, the sacred word is given to the assembled members of the lodge. That sacred word is a shocker. It is Abaddon. Yes, Abaddon is the sacred word for the Masonic Knights of the East and West. And the Holy Bible reveals exactly who Abaddon is in Revelation 9:11. Crazy, right? 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is the Hebrew tongue, in the Hebrew tongue, is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. In Richardson's Monitor of Freemasonry, it is revealed that following the announcement of the sacred word, Abaddon, the lodge drama for this fateful degree provides a demonstration intended to represent the end of the world. So it seems, Cardi B is initiating the end of the world. Yeah, you heard it here first. Go ahead and tell everybody all about it. It was nice knowing you. In January 2019, there was a lunar eclipse. The Super Wolf Blood Moon. As I am not a star geek, I was not watching it, but at the precise time that it happened, a meteorite hit the moon. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty wild. I mean, the odds of that happening have got to be beyond astronomical. But it happened. And like I've teased before, I am very interested in this moon situation because I have my doubts about what the moon really is or if we've been there. I've got a lot of questions. And right now, I feel like I can get pulled into either camp. So that's why I haven't done a show about it yet. But I want to formulate some good thoughts and try to give you a good sense of what is going on here. I'm trying to read this book, Who Built the Moon? It's kind of boring, to be honest. It's not my favorite. But there's a lot of weird things, and that is just very odd to me. The super wolf mega moon or whatever and the meteorite hitting it at the exact same time. I mean, what are the odds of that? It's got to be pretty slim, right? I actually don't have a lot more on the moon for you right now. I just thought that was interesting that that happened. I told you this is going to be a weird show. I warned you. You also didn't know this was going to be a short one, because I got to get back to troubleshooting these plugins and website things and deleting spam comments that are now coming through about joining the Illuminati. They got this one about joining some, what is it called? About joining the Bible prophecy. That's the new spam. That's the new Nigerian prince scam. So I keep getting spammed out by BibleFreedom.com. I don't advocate going there. But they are trying to say that Donald Trump is King Cyrus. And, you know, we are approaching the end days. And this is why I don't put a lot of stock in Revelation. It's so abstract and so odd. I think, you know, even in the Orthodox Church, there's some daily readings, and they don't ever do Revelations. We don't do a lot of study into Revelations. I mean, I'm like a layman. I barely make it to church, but like, as far as I know, whenever I talk to the priest about Revelations, they say, look, it's too out there. It's not something we focus on, because you could, you know, first off, they were trying to use veiled language for Rome at the time. But besides that, the stuff they talk about in there, it doesn't have a lot of relevance. And like they say that we won't know the time of Jesus' second coming. There's no way to predict it. There's no way to know. So there's no point in trying to decipher the secret codes of why exactly the book of Revelation was written the way it does. But apparently these spammers who are driving me nuts. I mean, I get, you wouldn't believe how many comments I get about this, that and porno links and auto insurance. I mean, it's crazy. It's a crazy old time working behind the scenes over here. But I'm doing it for you because I love you and I want to connect with you. And with that being said, I want you to go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. You can go to the Start Here tab. Sign up for that free email newsletter. I've been telling you before and I'll say it again. If they shut down every other avenue, or if I screw it up, lose my podcast forever. That's it. That's the only way I can get a hold of you. That's the lifeline. If my website crashes, none of that matters. I've got the email newsletter. That's the emergency backup. If you are hoarding food storages and MREs in your basement, add this to your list. Another emergency backup thing I want you to do. And again, if you want, I don't know how you're listening to the show right now. If you're on the Patreon feed, thank you. Thank you so much. If you're not on the Patreon feed, I can't advise you more to do that. Still got seats left in the mothership. Get on board. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Alright, I gotta get back to troubleshooting, so until next time, stay woke.